Verse 1 of Matthew says, let's hear God's word. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob begot Judah and his brothers, and so forth on down through the list until we come to verse 16. And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations, and from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that God is with us. The Lord Jesus Christ has borne our sin, taken it away as promised in these words. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of coming before you in him, and ask you now, Lord, that you might open our eyes to behold your glory, your majesty, your wonder. We thank you for granting us the word of God, which reveals to us yourself and your will and your salvation. Lord, guide us now in your word. Give us hearts to love you and adore you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we come to this New Testament that if there were not an Old Testament, there could not be a New Testament. I mean, the whole Old Testament is pointing forward to the coming of Christ. The Lord